In mythology and in culture, we define courage by what a hero does. Courage is always shown as valiant acts, but rarely do you see courage depicted on what you don't do. The courage of restraint, the courage of holding back. We are attracted to courage, of valiant execution, of sheer strength and skill. In a way, many individuals feel very repressed in their lives. They're branded into little roles. They define themselves by the job, by religion, by family order, whichever, but they have a role and they feel to a large degree repressed of the full self. They don't have the courage to embrace the full self, the authentic self, and live with the authentic self in their daily lives. So they're yearning for expression. And in that state of yearning, they are attracted to individuals that can be an archetype of extreme action. Bravery is defined as sheer action in the face of intimidation, in the face of threat, in the face of dire chances, seizing the reins of opportunity and valiantly fighting forward. That is the archetype for courage. But it's not the archetype for the essence of courage, but it is the archetype for the reaction to the collective consciousness of individuals that are languishing behind the true essence, who are repressed from the true selves. So within that zeitgeist of a culture, the yearning is for a hero, to be valiant, to make broad strides and resolve situations in quick strokes, decisive strokes. But it's important to recognize that courage from a space of balance is not in open overtures and exhibitions. Courage is silent, courage is quiet. From a space of balance, courage is the ability to take action and often to refrain from action. Courage is not witnessed. And that's why it's courageous. We have to redeem the concept of courage in our culture, because the concept of courage that we have in our culture is reserved for individuals of rare strength. We magnify individuals that are placed in combat, individuals that are bred for combat and struggle and are leaders in this field, and we say they are courageous. But we have to recognize that our culture is responding to deep, deep, deep imbalance. And the imbalance that it is facing is that we are living in a culture that has a systemized attack on the individuality of the soul. We live in a world that no longer has craftsmen. The idea of an artisan, the idea of an individual starting under an artisan is a lost art. We're living in a world where every individual is given a number and a cubicle, where no individual is allowed to have too much of an influence in what they're doing because it's inefficient. And should the individual get sick or be unable to perform, then the whole undertaking would collapse. So through the assembly line, they discovered, don't give too much weight on the ingenuity of any one individual. So every individual is just a small cog that could be easily replaced. In this process, we removed the aspect of the individual imparting the gifts of their soul into their job, into what they do. We are living in a world where the soul of the individual is so much under attack through the culture, this uniformity that must take root, and then in the schooling, and now as well in jobs. This is of a benevolent design. For so many centuries, individuals would refrain from doing the work of uncovering their authentic self and their soul. Nature is preparing to make this situation so extreme, so desperate, that individual, in order to gasp, in order to breathe, will have to sovereignly take hold of their authentic, unique selves and stand with undivided conviction of their eternal worthiness, a reverence for their authentic self. In doing so, they will inspire others. Others will see themselves through the mirror of their eyes. What is possible? Gradually, throughout cultures, there will be an awakening, a higher consciousness, because the authentic self is a harbinger of enhanced perception and spirit. It's all of a benevolent process, and starts with each individual. There's no hero to save the day. There's no one to witness the sheer magnitude of the feat. It starts in the quiet hours, quiet times of the soul. The individual should make a pledge. I will not betray myself, no longer. I'll stand boldly in who I am. I will reclaim the truth of my soul. I will do it with honor. And individuals will witness in me, in the grace of me, standing in my true essence. They will taste the nectar of courage to do the same. One by one, together, it will spark this world alight with a higher divinity and a higher plan. And so is the essence of courage.